Less than 2 weeks before Election Day, both candidates for the 8th Congressional District squared off in their final debate. Democratic Congressman Steve Kagan and Republican challenger John Gard met at Lawrence University. Gard says Kagan is partially responsible for the growing federal deficit and the problems with the housing market.
While he was there, the deficit in this nation has more than doubled. Now, that's not just his fault, but it's part of his fault because he voted for all the spending and all the deficits.
Kagan says Republicans loosened the rules.
John's party believes in deregulation. Well, it was deregulation that caused all that funny mumbo-jumbo on Wall Street, where they ginned it up and generated profits for the CEOs instead of returning profits back to shareholders. So we have a difference of opinion as to where things are going. I'm the fiscally conservative one in this race.
Gard says Kagan supported an energy bill in Congress that didn't call for more drilling, but now claims the incumbent is apparently changing his tune.
Too many people in Congress come back home before the election, now tell you they're on your side, and the whole 2 years before, they've been sticking it to you. We can do better when it comes to energy.
Kagan says any new oil that comes from the U.S. should stay here.
We have to drill for new oil and natural gas here in America and guarantee that every drop of oil that comes from our lands or our territorial waters is sold to Americans first. In fact, I wrote that bill and got it into the legislation that we passed just recently.
The district is considered to be the most hotly contested congressional race in the state. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.